Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. And today, once again, we're right here at... We're right here, right? Hallelujah. Amen. Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Did you hear what I just said? Kenneth Copeland Bible College? You've got to be kidding me. Who would have thunk it? No, I never would have. No. Thank you, Jesus. But thank God, before the foundation of the world, God had an idea. Amen. And I'm so glad He did. And Father, we thank You today that we're a covenant people. And we look to You this morning for revelation from heaven. We come before Your Word with an exciting spirit, which is the spirit of faith. And we thank You and praise You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. We're talking about David, a covenant man, a covenant-minded man, a man that had, well, you remember the Bible said he's a man after God's own heart. Now why would God say that? Because He put that covenant first before His own life. I mean, He fouled up, He messed up, but He was always very quick to repent and cry out to God. Oh. Amen. Because he had a covenant with God and he knew it. And he walked in that covenant. He was ever mindful of it. And he had no fear of anybody but God. Because he knew where his life lay. And he gave his life to God. Amen. I can see him. I got this from Professor Stevens. We were talking about the 23rd Psalm. And he asked me this. He said... we know the 23rd Psalm. And I said, yeah, sure. And I said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He said, no, that's not the way the Jews sing it. A Psalm of David, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, God recognized who was singing. Don't criticize David until you get in the book. He just happens to be in Hebrews chapter 11. Without faith, you don't get in the book, particularly in chapter 11. Well, don't you think Samson really fouled up? He's in chapter 11 of Hebrews. By faith, Samson. Huh? Amen. Don't criticize Peter until you walk on the water. He didn't walk long, but he was there for a while. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So let's look at once again in 1 Samuel. And we're talking here about David coming up against Goliath. Now, the most important thing that we saw here yesterday was right here in the 24th verse of 1 Samuel 17. And all, look at that now, all the men of Israel, when they saw Goliath, when they saw, they didn't wait to hear what he had to say. When they saw him, they ran. The sight of him frightened them extremely. Just the sight of him. So, And we realize from what we read yesterday, David being a covenant man, he said the lion and the bear had no covenant. This Philistine doesn't either, and I'll kill him. And I want to point out the fact that David never did use the word try. No, he didn't. That wasn't on his mind. That isn't on the mind of covenant people. If God said, don't do that, don't come back, well, I'll try not to. No, just don't do it. Well, I don't know. Just don't even start there. God has never told you or me or anyone else to do anything or to not do anything and not provide the way and the means and the power to get it done. Amen. That's just Him. That's the way He is. And He never changes. Now, sometime during this week, we'll deal with some things, some traditional things like, well, now you know, Brother Copeland, we believe that healing has passed away. Really now? Where'd it go? On what day? Well, I believe that God... Well, it doesn't make a difference what you believe. Well, I have just as much right to believe it. No, you don't. Not if you're a Christian. I don't either. I don't have any right to believe anything except what the Bible says. And I have to change my way of thinking and change my lifestyle according to that. You don't want to change that. You don't change this. You may not understand it, but that's not God's problem. It's yours. Because understanding is there. Understanding is in the wisdom of God. When you get it, get understanding. That's what the book says. And all you need to know is living right in here. All you need to know, He is living right in here. Because He wrote the book. Are you with me? Well, sure you are. Now then, I really must bear down on that. What they saw frightened them. Go back to the wilderness adventure. Was the land exactly like God said? Yes, it was. But they said, 12 went out, 10 came back and preached a lie. Instead of an 11-day walk, you had to spend 40 years at it. But there's giants in the land, and we're grasshoppers. David refused to be a grasshopper. They were not grasshoppers in those giants' eyes. They were grasshoppers in their eyes. Why? Size. Didn't have anything to do with anything, how big they are. How big He is. What is the Goliath in your life? A huge debt? Like my dad used to say, that's no hill for a stepper. Amen. How big is it? What is it? Who cares? So it is vital to never be moved. Faith people must never be moved by what they see. What you see with your eyes. No. No, never be moved by what you feel. Feelings don't have anything to do with it. Be moved by what you believe. I'm not smart enough to have thought that up. I got that from Brother Hagin. Amen. But it stood me good for the last 54 years. Hallelujah. Almost 54 years in January. Amen. Amen. See, faith people. Now, it's most important, particularly what we've been through in 2020. This is, you talk about big. This is huge. A faith man, a faith woman, we never have to change our lifestyle because of the times. Never. Never. Good times, bad times, middle-sized times. We never change our lifestyle. Amen. So, because see, you, after having been born again, made a new creature, a new creation, a species of being. All things became new.
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5. All things became new. And all things were gone. Old things passed away. What old thing passed away? That old nature. That old sinful nature. It's gone again. Skipped a maloo. It's gone, brother. It's gone, sister. Woo! Just gone. Gone, 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 gone. And never coming back. A new creation. Now you have to learn to think like a new creation. You have to learn to act like a new creation. You're a new being. That's the reason you have to renew your mind. You have to change your way of thinking, change your way of talking. You know, we have our own vocabulary. And I never bring this up, but I get so thrilled with it. A young man here at EMIC, his little boy, this was a number of years ago, and they went on a road trip, and he's just a little guy, and they had a potty emergency. And so they stopped at a roadside thing, you know, and they walked in there, and he said, "Ooh, Daddy, it smells like the curse of the law in here." If you've ever been in one of those things, you know, smells like the curse of the law. Well, see, that's the way he was raised. So he sees everything through the eyes of the curse and the blessing. Because that's the way he's raised. What is he? He's growing up knowing his covenant, knowing the difference between the curse of the law and the blessing of Abraham. That's come on us, the Gentiles, through Christ Jesus. That's a shouting place right there. Now then, let's get back to Goliath, all right? So, back to 1 Samuel 17. And we're here, let's back up verse 40. No, let's rehearse verse 36 again. The servant, your servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine will be as one of them. They didn't have any covenant, and neither does he, and I'm going to kill him. David, he never mentioned anything about I'm going to try to kill him, I'm going to see if I can. No, he said, I'm going to kill him.
Yes, glory to God.
He told Saul, quit, hey, don't worry about it. Just forget it. I'm going to kill him. So, the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Famous last words. I will give your flesh to the fowl of the air and to the beasts of the field. And David said to the Philistine, you come to me with a shield. I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. I come at you in the name of the Lord Sabaoth, the Lord of the heavenly angelic armies of God. The giant cursed David at his gods. It was over right then. Over right then. Listen to this. Verse 46. Faith. Today. Why did they get so angry with Jesus in Luke 4:18? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for He has anointed me to preach. He has anointed me to heal. He has anointed me. He closed the book and began to say, this day, this day is this 61st chapter of Isaiah accomplished in your ears. Today? Who do you think you are today? If he'd have said, there's coming a one. Yes, like Moses of old. There's come, there's coming one. Oh, bless the name of the Lord God. And he will be like Moses, and he'll live 120 years. And he said, yeah, preach it, brother, preach it, brother, preach it. Brother. But he said, today. What? Say what? We know your mama. We know your daddy. No, they didn't. They didn't know he did. That was a problem. Today. Oh, that makes people mad at faith people. Today is the day. Today is the day of my victory.
I just don't see how you can stand there and say that. Today you are healed. Look at your nosy running thing. What you mean telling me that?
You want to hear it again? Today!
Amen. Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Look at all that on your arm.
What?
Damn, man, look at your running out your nose. What that is today.
I'm healed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, wait a minute. You can't put people down for that that don't know. That's our job to straighten that out. This rash on my arm is not the truth. Now, naturally, it's true that it's there, but that's not the truth. That's just a fact. The truth is, by His stripes I was healed. If I was healed, I am healed now. And I keep applying the truth, and it will remove the fact. That kind of clears up the muddy water, doesn't it? Because, you know, there are people that say, and, you know, you can't blame people that don't know any better. That's our job. Amen. That's, our job is to make that clear. And it's only clear when seen through the eyes of faith. So what do? You just keep teaching it, and you just keep preaching it, and you just keep preaching it, and you just keep teaching it. Well, how long is it going to take them to get? I don't know. How long did it take you? Well, it didn't take me but a few minutes. But you're going to be learning for the rest of your life. I mean, I've been doing as well. It'll be 54 years in January. And I'm learning more now than I ever have in my life. I've never seen so much before. I mean, I just got something yesterday. We did it last night on Flashpoint, if any of you saw it. I mean, what was it that God told Elisha? I still have 7,000. I still have 7,000. Think about it. Only 7,000 people in all of Israel. So what is he supposed to do? He's going to make Israel great again. If we get down to 7,000 people in this nation, if we get down to 7,000 people that are against abortion, we'll still win. Hallelujah. Why? Because God started this nation, and only God can finish it.
Hallelujah.
He's the only one that can finish it. No human being can wipe this out. He can give us a lot of trouble, but no human being can wipe it out.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear what I'm telling you?
Yes, sir.
Aren't you glad you're here?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Yes, thank you, Father.
I am too.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
It's you and I are blessed beyond measure to have been allowed to live on this side of this. We're in that place that those long ago so longed to be, to get to see this, to get to see what we've seen and know what we know. And we're out of time, and Goliath isn't dead yet. We'll see you tomorrow. Jeremy, help us here, boy.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Papa. Let me ask you a question. What is the Goliath in your life? Now, whatever it is, you need to be like David and not be moved by what you see or what you feel, no matter how big it is. When you see yourself through the eyes of your covenant, there's not anything that can intimidate you, because Jesus has already won the battle and you are in Him. Now, Brother Copeland is teaching at Kenneth Copeland Bible College all this week. And if the Lord's moving on your heart to go deeper in your study of the Word, go to kcbiblecollege.org to see if KCBC is your next step in this life.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, Spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
It's real. It's raw, and it's going to be probably the most real experience that you can get from a Bible college.
We are equipping generations to use their faith boldly for a victorious life and ministry. Take the next step. Apply today.
The world will constantly try to bombard your mind with thoughts.
The economy is down. We won't have enough. What if I get sick? This disease is incurable. The world is so dangerous, there's no place to be safe.
But God has empowered you to come up higher, to think how He thinks and speak how He speaks, so you can live in faith and victory. Take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Speak out God's promises. Release the force of faith and see things change. For over 5 decades, Kenneth Copeland has taught faith and living by the Word of God. In his 4-message teaching, The Spirit of Faith, you'll learn how your faith-filled words of life dominate the world's broken system of sin and death. Take the abundant life Jesus gave to you and receive by faith everything you have need of. put the spirit of faith into action that brings God's covenant promises into your life.
Release the force of faith by speaking the Word of God to your circumstances. You can have what you say in faith. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer or call 877-615-4267 and request your free copy of The Spirit of Faith, available on MP3 disc from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It's Brother Copeland's teaching series on the Spirit of Faith. Now, this is one of those series that you need to get a hold of. It'll be one that you go back to over and over again. Why is that? Well, it's because faith affects every part of your life. Now, God has called Brother Copeland, and most of you know this, to teach and to preach faith. And that's exactly what he's done for more than 50 years. And this is an opportunity to listen and learn from someone who's got a lot of experience and success walking by faith. And as you listen to this teaching, you'll begin to draw from that rich revelation that Brother Copeland's received over the decades, and you can know with confidence how to release faith, how to create by faith, how to change your world by faith. So to get your free copy of this audio series, go to kcm.org. And remember to get your free 2021 KCM calendar. Be encouraged, be inspired with scriptures and quotes from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Spend time every day in the Word of God, and you can do that by using the Daily Bible Reading Plan and read through the whole Bible in 1 year. It's all here in this calendar. We encourage you to use this calendar to set your faith goal. Record your faith victories. And again, this is Kenneth and Gloria's gift to you, so request your free copy today on kcm.org. And then finally, let me remind you about the New Year's Eve service, December 31st, with Brother Copeland. He'll be right here at Eagle Mountain International Church, so make your plans to attend in person or watch online. But whatever you do, bring in this new year in faith. Amen. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We look forward to seeing you again next time. Until then, remember, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Today's Believer's Voice of Victory was brought to you by the faithful partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/victoryoffer to download or request your free copy of today's broadcast. Continue to grow in your faith in God and believe Him for new visions, His manifested power, and great change in your life.
Glory to God. That's where the glory is going to fall next year, is in the local churches that are preaching and teaching and healing and going strong with the Word of faith and glorifying God. Hallelujah.
Set your faith for victory in 2021 with a powerful word from Kenneth Copeland. Watch live or join us in person here on the property of Eagle Mountain International Church. Children's and youth services will be in full swing. It all starts at 8 p.m., 7 p.m. Central, New Year's Eve.